Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Samach Hey. We're starting Samach Daf Amud Beis near the bottom with Halacha Gimel and Vilna's Daf Tanun Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos Shad Havin Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Va'id Klal Acher Amru. They also said another Klal. Kol Kosher Latznia Umatznia Kamoisai Va'itziyah B'Shabbos Chayv Al Chatos. Anything which is Kosher Latznia, it could be stored away. It's something that's normal to save and store, and people do this. And a person carry this out on Shabbos, he's going to be Chayv Al Chatos for it. This is the Isra Va'itzah carrying out on Shabbos, and that's what a person is going to be Chayv for. However, if it's something that cannot be stored away, when people don't store, they don't save it, and he carried out on Shabbos, the only one that would be chayiv is someone who did decide to store this thing away, so for him it's chashuv, so he's chayiv, but other people aren't chayiv. Now we clarify this in the Gemara of Chonah says B'Shem Rablazar, L'Avodah Zarah Samris, this was talking about Avodah Zarah, meaning the Mishnah is excluding Avodah Zarah, since Avodah Zarah is Aser Ba'anah, therefore it's something that one is not matznia, he does not save or store, and therefore if he carries out on Shabbos, he wouldn't be chayiv. Now Rabbi Yechon says that no, Isuri Hanayas Amris is regarding all other Isuri Hanah, but not Avodah Zarah. Based off of Josh on a Pasuk, Rabbi Yechon holds that if a person has Avodah Zarah and he carries that on Shabbos, he's actually going to be Chayiv, even though it's Aser Ba'anah. So Mishnah must be talking about other Isuri Hanah, that these are things that are not considered normal to be Matzniyah to store, and therefore one's not going to be Chayiv for carrying it out on Shabbos. However, Rav Chisda says, and this is the classic explanation, Lishurinus Amris, this is going in regards to just a regular Shear, meaning what's the Shear of any type of thing that a person's going to be Chayiv for carrying that out on Shabbos, if it's normal to store this thing, so he's going to be chayv for carrying on Shabbos. And continue to discuss this, Samach Yom Ralph on the top, is to know Yotani to those that teach chayv chatos, that he's chayv chatos for carrying it out. That's a gear we have in our Mishnah. And is to know Yotani to those that teach kol shehu, that if a person carries out even a kol shehu, he's chayv. Now, mandamar chayv chatos, the one who holds his chayv chatos, Misael Rav Chisda, that's a raya for Rav Chisda, that he has to carry out a specific shear in order to be chayv chatos. Whereas mandamar kol shehu, the one who holds the Isra's a kol shehu, Misael Rav Blaz Rav Yechanon, that's a raya for Blaz Rav Yechanon, is something that's an Isra Hana, one is not chayv for at all. But something that's not Isra Hana, one is going to be chayiv, even for a kol shehu, even for the smallest amount. Now, Rabban the Kisaron say, B'shem Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Kigun, for example, Hamoich Sheskinu L'Nidasa, a moich, a soft piece of cloth that a woman prepared for her nida, for her menstrual flow. This is something that a person is not matznia, and therefore they would not be chayiv for carrying out on Shabbos. And going on to Halacha Dalad right away, further discussing this idea of the chiyuv of carrying something out on Shabbos. Now we discuss specific shiurim. The Mishnah tells us, Hamoitzi Tevin, if a person carries out Tevin, which is like chopped up straw, he's chayiv for Kimloi Pipara, the amount that would fit in the mouth of a cow. Since cows eat tevin, that's how much tevin he's going to be chayiv for carrying out on Shabbos. Less than that, he wouldn't be chayiv. What about atza? This is bean straw, Kimloi Pigamal. He's chayiv for carrying out the amount that goes in a camel's mouth, because that's what camels eat. Amir, Kimloi Pitale. Amir is full straw. It's not chopped up straw, it's just full stalks. He's chayiv for the amount that would fit in a lamb's mouth. And asavim, grasses, Kimloi Pigdi. He's chayiv for the amount that would fit in a goat's mouth. And all these shrimp that we mentioned are getting subsequently smaller. Tevin is the largest shear, atza a little bit smaller, amir even a little bit smaller than that, and asavim is the smallest. Continuing, ali shum ali b'tzalim, leaves of garlic and onion, lachin, if they're moist, kigregeres, he's chai for carrying out a dried fig's worth, that's because it's royal machal adam, a person could eat them, and whenever we're dealing with people food, the shears are gregeres, however evasion, if they're dry, so it's only good for animals, kimolai pigdi, he would be chai for carrying out the mouth that fits in a goat's mouth, ve'inam and starfim zem zeh, none of these shiurim are mitzaf with each other, we can't have a little bit of this and a little bit of that in order to say that he's chayiv. Why? Because they're not equal in their shiurim. They have totally different shiurim, so we can't be mitzar of them. Or we discuss this at length in the Gemara. Continue to discuss shiurim. Hamaitzi Eichlin, one who carries out food for people, kigregeres, he'd be chai for carrying out a dried fig's worth. And mitzarfin zainzeh, all different types of food will be mitzar with each other, mitpneshishov b'shirein, because it's all the same shiur, so we'll be mitzar foods. Chutz, except for mikli pehen, their shells or peels, like an unedible shell or peel, vigalinehen, and their seeds or pits, v'uktsehen, and their stems, v'subon, umursanon, these are two different types of bran. They are not mitzar because they're not edible. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Chutz miklipei adashim is except for the peels or the shell of lentils, hamispash le'simon, which is cooked with them. Since these shells are cooked together with the lentils, they will be mitzarif along with the lentils. And now the Gemara begins by discussing combining their shiurim. We had said in the Mishnah that they're not mitzarif because they're not equal in their shiurim. However, we have a clarification of this. Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Yosi Glilayo b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, chamer mashlam l'kalv in a kal mashlam l'chamer. A more chamer shiur can complete a shiur for a more kal one, but a more kal one cannot complete for chamor, namely asavim, grasses, which is something that a gedi eats, and we need very little of it to be chayiv, so a very chamor, mashlim le tevin, that can complete the shear for tevin, which is what a para eats. So if we have a lot of tevin and a little bit of asavim mixed into it, and altogether that's kamali pipara, he's going to be chayiv. However, ain't a tevin, mashlim asavim, tevin can't be mashlim for asavim. If he has a little bit of asavim, but not enough kamali pigdi, and he has a little bit of tevin in there filling up the shear, there's not going to be tsirif over there because it's kal to chamor. But now we ask a question on this. Taman Tanin, there we learned in a Mishnah, this is Mechas Me'ila. Now we know that different types of material have different shiurim of what size they have to be in order to be Makabel Tova. And this Mishnah tells us, Habeged V'Hasak, cloth and sackcloth, or Hasak V'Ha'ar, sackcloth and hide, Ha'ar V'Hamafot, hide and regular mat, Mitzdarfim Zayim Zeh, all of them are Mitzdarf with each other for a shiur. And Rav Shimon clarifies, why is this? M'nei Shein Ru'in L'Tamei Meishav, because they all are fitting for Tomas Meishav. This is a type of Toma that is Zav or Zava, can make the thing Tamei by sitting on it, and they all have the same exact shear for Tomas Meishav, which is one tefach by one tefach, since it could be used as a patch for a saddle or something they're going to be sitting on. So even though all these things that we just mentioned, Beged, Sak, Or, and Mafot, have different shiurim regarding what size they have to be in order to be Makabel Toma, in regards to Tomas Meishav, they all have the same shear, which is again one by one tefach, and therefore they could be Mitzdarf with each other. And now here's the question. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following, Nicha, you'd start for Lemeishav. We understand they can combine for Meishav, Shekain Shav Lemeishav, because they have the same shear for Meishav, as we just said. Since they have the same shear for Meishav, they can combine regarding other shearim, namely Kal and Chamor. If we have something more Chamor that's being mashlim for something that's more Kal, that would be a tzirf of the shear. But the question is, by Tzah Minayin, how do we know this by Tzah? In regards to our din of Tzah and Shabbos, who says we can combine Chamor to be mashlim for a Kal? Again, regarding all these different types of materials, the reason why we'll combine their shearim is because they do have one shear, which it's all the same, Tomas Meishav. And how can we say that by all these different types of animal food in our Mishnah? As we saw on top, we have an attempted answer. Amrav Ezra Kumir Amana, he answers, Shekain Shavu Behesek. That's because they all have the same shear by Hesek, by lighting a fire. If one carries these things out into Rosh Hashanah in order to light a fire with it, they do share the same shear, which is Kedei Levashel Beitza Kala, enough to cook an easily cooked egg, which is a chicken egg. And therefore, they do share the same shear in regards to one thing, and that's why we could be Mitzarif Chamer to Kal. However, Amrav Leir of Amana responds to Rav Ezra, that's not a good question. Anan Bay Haitzah. We're asking about Haitzah. V'at Amr Hesek, and you're saying Hesek? These grasses and different animal foods are not usually used to light a fire, and therefore we can't learn from Hesek to Haitzah. We have a very similar conversation in which Amar Blazer Bar Yosi, Kum Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Blazer Bar Yosi said in front of Rabbi Yosi, the reason why we can combine their shiurim is Shekain Shavu B'Hesek, because they have the same shiur by Hesek, which is what Rabbi Ezra just told Ramana. However, Amar Li, Rabbi Yosi responded to Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Yosi, different than the way Rav Mana responds to Rabbi Ezra, if that's really so, Nisni Baitzahs Beitzakala, that's a proper girsa, then the Mishnah should say that the shiur is Haitzah Beitzakala. Why not say that in our Mishnah? And we did not say that, so we still have this problem. We still have this question. Why is it that we're able to mitzarif chamer to kal? Where do we get this from? And the answer is, it really comes from somewhere totally different. Amar Chananya Chananya says as follows, and it's really just a mashal. Kaipta mashal pisasa, pisasa loy misham lekaipta. Meat is a hashlama for bread, but bread is not a hashlama for meat. When you're eating a suda, what's the main thing that's there? Bread. There's always a lot of bread. Bread with dips, bread with the salads, bread with everything. And you bring out a little bit of meat, that's a hashlama for the bread, but not the other way around. And therefore, asavim mashlim Tevin. Grasses are shlama for Tevin, because again, Tevin is just simply more, and therefore we take the thing that does not have such a big shear, the asavim, and that's not shlama for the Tevin. Again, very similar to the meat being not shlama for bread, and ain't a Tevin, mashlama asavim, the Tevin, which is a much larger shear, that can't be a shlama for grasses. And continue to discuss this, Tanur Rabbi Shai teaches in Abraisa, Hoitzi Tevin Lapara Kimlai Pipara. If a person carried out Tevin for his cow, he's going to be chayiv for carrying out the mount that would fit in his cow's mouth, and Hoitzi Tevin Ligidi Kimlai Pigdi chayiv. Here also, if he carried out Tevin for his goat, he's chayiv for carrying out the mount that would fit in his goat's mouth, even though Tevin is not the preferred food of Gedim, of goats. They don't like it. They like Asavim better. Nonetheless, if he carries out Tevin for his Gedi, the mount that fits in his Gedi's mouth, he's going to be chayiv for that. Rav Ila Amar, he says, that Rabbi Yochanan asks the following, Me'atav, this is so, Hoitzi Eichon L'chayil Kamloi Pichayil Yei Chayiv. If a person carries out food for a sick person, he should be chayiv for carrying out the mount that only the sick person can eat, which is less than a Gregeres, because he's carrying it out for the sick person. Now we just have a clarification. Maida Rabbi Shai does agree, and pay attention to the following girsa changes, She'im Haitzi Asavim Lapara Kimloi Pigadi, that if he carried out grasses, which are usually fed to a goat, but he brought it out for his cow, and the mount that he carried out was Kimloi Pigadi, enough for his goat, Shehu Chai, that he's Chai for that. Deloy Tisbar, you shouldn't say, Kimad Isle L'chomer Isle L'kula, just like we say L'chomer, we say L'kula. In other words, don't say that just like if he's Maitzi Tevin for a Gadi, the Shir Chi of his Kimloi Pigadi, which is much smaller, so to Lakula, that if he's mighty asavim for a cow, he's only chayiv if he takes out kimloi pipara. No, he's chayiv even kimloi pigdi, the smaller amount. And again, that's even though he's bringing it out for his cow. Now we go on to discuss the last case of the Mishnah, where we had said regarding lentils that the klipa, the shell, is mitzdarif because they're cooked with it and they're edible. So Rav Bon Rav Chia Bai asked the following, Haga Atzmucha, think about it for yourself. She'in b'tavshil k'gregeres. Let's say the tavshil, the lentils themselves are not a gregeres, they're not the proper shear, but the klipas themselves actually are full gregeres. The question is, k'gregeres mevatel gregeres? gregaris, do we say that one gregaris is mevatel the other gregaris? Meaning, do we say that a full gregaris of klipois, which by themselves are not edible, are they going to mevatel the less than gregaris of lentils that we have, and there's not going to be an iser? Or no, do we say that since in between the lentils and the shells we have a gregaris, he's going to be chayiv? And the question is not answered. And one last clarification regarding these lentils, Zari bar Chinna says, b'shem Rav Chanina, hadadat omar ba'adumais. That which we said in the Mishnah, that by lentils will be mitzvah for the shells as well, that's only talking about where the shells are red, because those shells, those klipas, are cooked and eaten along with the lentils. Aval b'shchayrois, parshais hain. But black ones, meaning if the shell is black, they're separated and they're not cooked together because they actually look like flies floating around the pot, and no one wants that. Therefore, black lentils, the shells are not mitzvah with the lentil itself. Hajan aloch perak ha'gadol, Masar finishing the seventh perak of Masechet Shabbos, just like we were zechet to finish this perak together, we should be zechet to finish the entire Shabbos together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new perak, continue to discuss the shir of chiyuv of carrying out on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.